the Mike Rogers Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan. A year-end special. And I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgholt. And you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese... And you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show, yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
On the street, proudly present No Points, No Mix, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 248 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And folks, I hope you enjoyed and understood why I had to sit on my soapbox on the previous episode. There's a lot of frustrating things happening in this world of ours, from the coronavirus and racial injustices to just the political sphere in general. It's very difficult to sometimes be always positive on the show. I know some people here may come to No Borders No Race in Boston Bastard Brigade as a means to escape from all the bad shit, but understand that not talking about a bad problem may just make things, you know, kind of worse. As such, moving forward, there may be some more instances where I will need to drag that soapbox out from time to time. Because if there's one thing that I noticed, is that there's a certain euphoria that comes to letting out some steam. I'm not going to say that talking about this stuff is a fun thing to do, because it certainly as hell isn't. But I will admit that it does feel good to get things off one's chest. So bear in mind that there will be some times where I will need to get serious about certain things. It's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows out there, and I feel like it's best that we address those cloudy days like mature, well-worded adults. But today, I think we can have some fun, because on today's episode, I will be talking about the Elton John biopic Rocket Man. Plus, a classic yet short-lived animated series celebrates its 20th anniversary, and a new film from Mari Okada and the original Sailor Moon director gets all catty. But first, Nihon no minasan, moichido Nihongo yoyaku no hitotsu no edition ga yatte kimashita. Black Lives Matter 運動は正当な理由で爆発的に広がっています。これは今まで少数者社会に折りかけてきた不正のすべてを見る機会を世界に与えています。そして誰もがより良い社会へと変化する必要性を認識するようになるでしょう。芸人を軽視しようとするバカはまだいますが、善の声が確実に悪の声を上回っていることは明らかです。カンセル文化には良い面と悪い面があります。ジミー・ファレンやサラ・シルバマンのような一部の人々は悪い行動を反省していますが、他の有名人は憎悪の火に油を注ぎ続けています。調査 J.K. ローリンとアナメタ兼イラストレーターのダグ・テネパロは本当に感想する必要のある声です。LGBT コミュニティのメンバーに対する彼らの態度は最近忌まわしいものになってきています。 Erugo, Carrera Eno Sapoto o Yamete Kudasai. Saigoni, Watashi Tachino Daito Riono Korera no Mondai ni Taisuro Taido ni Sando Shi Kanemas. My thanks again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her cultural exchange initiative, be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And listeners, if you are interested in starting to learn Japanese yourselves, the CEI will be offering free weekly online classes in July. So be sure to click the link to the site in the post to sign up if interested. Right then, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're going to start the show off with the opening theme to an anime that was pushed back by COVID-19. But it will be back in just a couple of weeks. It's the Dogakoba Show, Diary of Our Days at the Breakwater, and performed by voice actresses Kanen Takao, Natsumi Kawaida, Yu Sasahara, and Satomi Akisaka. This is Sea Horizon. this year's Makuro album. That was Tricot with Junpun Manpun. Great album, one of the best out of Japan thus far. There is, nor will there ever be, a performer quite like Sir Elton John. From his big hits and flashy costumes to having one extravagant life, the thought of bringing his story to the big screen would be a near impossible task. Which is why I am actually happy with the route director Dexter Fletcher took with storytelling the epic saga that is Elton John's life in the film Rocket Man. The film recently popped up on Amazon Prime, so I decided to give it a watch. Rocket Man tells Sir Elton's journey from a young student at Royal Academy of Music to his rise, fall, and rise again through big hits, epic concerts, and a shit ton of drugs. It also does not shy away from Elton's sex life, as the openly gay performer had struggled with his sexuality since his late teenage years. Nothing is glossed over as Rocket Man showcases the flaws of a singer that practically had it all in the palm of his hand. What I love about Rocket Man is its overall presentation. While it's certainly factual, the movie takes the route of a big musical, very much in the vein of a Broadway stage show. Certain stories and song origins are moved around for the sake of showmanship, but it's not disrespectful to Elton, lyricist Bernie Taupin, and everyone else he's rubbed elbows with in his lifetime. It makes the experience of watching the film a lot more fun and experimental, taking some creative liberties that beef up the story in a fun and mesmerizing way. The fact that Elton John is still with us definitely helps with seeing how the story is presented. Unlike Bohemian Rhapsody, which Fletcher stepped in to direct after director Bryan Singer was ousted for his inappropriate behavior, you get all the guts, glory, and gutters of Sir Elton's tale because he's around to tell us how it went. Freddie Mercury is unfortunately not with us anymore, meaning events that didn't have any other members of Queen in the vicinity would be very spotty at best. As such, Bohemian Rhapsody winds up being too clean of a tale, something that Freddie probably wouldn't have wanted if he were around today. But with Elton's guidance, the life story he would love to tell was able to be done in Rocket Man. It's flashy, druggy, sexual, and everything that an R-rated life should be presented as. And Taron Egerton's performance as Elton is just as in-your-face and unapologetic as the man himself. It's not afraid to unveil the rough patches in Elton's life, nor does it shy away from when he wasn't a good person. You see happy Elton, asshole Elton, successful Elton, failure Elton, practically every single Elton that's walked on this planet of ours. The end result is a truly memorable movie that stands as one of the better music biopics of the last 10 years. So if you get a chance, go and watch Rocket Man. You can view it on Amazon Prime for free if you've got an account, but I'm fairly certain you can seek it out on demand and such. It's a great movie that's just as big of a spectacle as Sir Elton himself. And while he may be retiring from the tour life to focus on being a good dad, we should all be glad that he's still with us, kicking ass, taking names, and making songs that will stand the test of time. Now, I'm in the mood to play some Elton John, but not one of his originals. Instead, I'm going to play a track of his that made me fall in love with his music, and I consider this to be the greatest cover of all time. Recorded for the big screen adaptation of The Who's Tommy, here is Sir Elton John's magnificent rendition of Pinball Wizard.
Pinball wizard got such a simple wrist. passion, he plays my sense of smell. Always has a replay, never tilts at all. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid shall play the game in pinball. He can't beat me now, I've always been the champ. I know every trick, no freak's gonna beat my
guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
I'm gonna make you mine.
After over a decade, that was Kenji Otsuki, Ai Nonaka, Marina Inoue, Yu Kobayashi, and Ryoko Shintani with Are Kara, a special song to coincide the recent anime adaptation of Koji Kumeta's Kakushigoto. And these five performers were also the ones responsible for the theme songs to the adaptation of Kumeta's other brilliant work, Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei. After contributing the theme to the film Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway's Flash, Alexandros are kicking back in their sleeping quarters for their new EP, Bedroom Jewel. This is a song from that record they call Rooftop.
I'm waking up, kimi no te no hira de mezameta asa. Fell asleep, くだらない 話の途中 くすんだ blue の pajama 袖の染み咲いとしい さわりたい 僕らは 画面越しでじゃれ合う
Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Love Among Freaks with the song Clerks, which served as the opening song to the hit cult film of the same name. Love Among Freaks would collaborate again with Kevin Smith for his 1997 film Chasing Amy and the 2000 dark drama Vulgar. The band would quietly break up in 2002 with only a single album entitled Represent Planet Earth being under their belts. And it was 20 years ago when I was first properly introduced to the Viewask universe, as Kevin Smith likes to call it. An unlikely candidate of such an undertaking, the cult film Clerks was brought to the animation world via a primetime sitcom on ABC. Out of the 6 episodes made, only 2 were aired out of order before being canceled due to low ratings. And what makes this cancellation ironic is that the numbers they pulled back then were the same that most of the big hit shows on basic cable pulled today. That cartoon brought back Brian O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, Jason Mewes, and Kevin Smith to play Dante, Randall, Jay, and Silent Bob, as well as Alec Baldwin as the show's semi-antagonist, Leonardo. Now, as I mentioned, the cartoon got canceled after 2 episodes, but it gained new life when it was brought to DVD and on reruns on Adult Swim and Comedy Central. Within those 6 episodes are some of the funniest and most entertaining scenarios that have ever graced an American cartoon. From a full-blown parody of a clip show on the series' 2nd episode to homages to Outbreak and The Last Starfighter, the Clerks cartoon pulled out all the stops that a 28,000 indie comedy couldn't do. And it's the fact that it's these characters, these clerks, that are being put into these scenarios that makes it all the more hilarious. Now, I'll admit, I haven't watched my DVD copy of the Clerks cartoon since I was in college, meaning probably it's been 12 years since I've popped it in. But I remember everything about the Clerks cartoon because of how well written the show was. Stories involving Dante coaching a baseball team and Jay and Silent Bob teaching a monkey to smoke fill me with so much glee just thinking about it. The best episode, though, is where Jay sues Dante in the Quick Stop, resulting in having actor Judge Reinhold overseeing the case and delivering one of the greatest endings to a case that anyone can imagine. Who's driving? Oh my god, Bear's driving! How can that be? You know, thinking about the Clerks cartoon made me think of every other great comedy series that didn't last long on television. Look at the 6 episodes of Leslie Nielsen's Police Squad and tell me that you've seen a far funnier show than that. A lot of people worship Animaniacs, but the 24 episodes of Freakazoid are far more wild and memorable than anything with Yakko, Wakko, and Dot in it. And let's not forget about Clone High, which to this day has such a cult following that Phil Lord and Chris Miller have joked that their career has been about getting that show back on the air. The best things in life, especially in entertainment, normally don't last long. Something that I'm sure all of you anime fans know when it comes to some of your favorite 12-episode series. I'm looking at my plushies of Gukure Kokore-san and still wishing that they had done another season of that. Anyways, so the reason why I brought up Clerks isn't just about its 20th anniversary. In celebration of its premiere 2 decades ago, Consequence of Sound wrote up an excellent article about the making of the Clerks cartoon. It'll take you an hour to read the whole thing, but it's very eye-opening and entertaining. One other thing that it does is give its readers and fans hope, as Kevin Smith has said that he's been wanting to bring the show back on TV. All of the actors are strongly on board with it happening, and he could pitch it right after he finishes with Netflix's new He-Man show. And it'd be wonderful news to hear the return of the Clerks cartoon. So fingers crossed that it can be done. I mean, there have been countless projects Kevin Smith has tried to get off the ground that haven't, from Ranger Danger to, Howard the Duck cartoon. But none have had the power of the fandom backing them quite like Clerks. It could be brought back, and in all honesty, it could be brought back in a great way. It should be brought back. If you've never heard the commentary tracks from the DVD regarding the Clerks cartoon, you'll hear so many great ideas that never came to fruition. And with the right amount of love put into it, the return of the Clerks cartoon could be the best revamp since Futurama made its grand return on Comedy Central. Knock on wood and snoochy some boochies, because we may see such a beloved and short-lived series make a re-entrance unlike anything else. Here's a brand new song from Super Beaver released to coincide their 15th anniversary together. This is Highlight.
忘れてしまった。それにも気がついていないような。忘れたくなかった。思いも山ほどあるだろう。だからこそ思うんだ。それでも煌めくような。
Remember the old school video games you grew up with? Curious about gaming history that's all but forgotten? Do you just like the sound of my voice? Hey, David here, and I host and produce the show ArtCast, which is short for Another Retro Gaming Podcast. Come join me every week for fun discussions with a variety of guests and friends within the gaming industry discussing the retro titles we all love. We also tackle retro gaming related news, play the game show Random Select, and do game giveaways. So give us a listen at retrozap.com/artcast or on any major podcast platform like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and more. Thanks for listening and keep it retro.
しまるか探した決着は平行線今さえは投げられた耳かすら手を借りるなピンと張ってシャンとなる音口出すな腰を折るな
The ending theme to the latest season of Baki, that was Anna Fujita with Deathstroke. The singer, songwriter, and Gravu idol has also made a name for herself as an actress, appearing in Hajime Ohata's Evil Idol Song, where Fujita played a pop idol possessed by Satan. Even though Ska Legends The Specials are back at it, there's still been some time for Neville Staple to unleash a cautionary tale of dealing with COVID-19. And he does it the only way he knows how, by the motion of pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Here's his new song with wife Sugary in tow called Lockdown.
Me can't take this no more. Them have we gone lockdown.
The virus ain't no fear nobody. You could have near Tom, Dick, or even Sally. You could be strong, bold, you get you in a hole. The virus ain't no fear nobody. Stay at home in your yard, no travel abroad. Ain't no fear nobody. Remember use helicopter, I watch them. Call out the police and the army band. Them a use martial arts to control you. Stock up your food bank, what you gonna do? We're on lockdown, lockdown. Can't leave your yard, no yard, no. We're on lockdown, lockdown. It's waiting in the atmosphere. Standing on the corner, can't do no gathering. The long ways the virus in your mouth, your skin. The blood on your hands.
Oh, am I staying?
Better follow all the rules. Touch up your skin.
Police and soldiers look out for you. When they catch you outside, they'll arrest you. When you get sick now, what you gonna do? Call your family and friends, but they can't come to you. We're all locked down, locked down. Can't leave your yard now, yard now. We're on lockdown, lockdown. Waving in the atmosphere. Standing on the corner, can't do no gathering. A long ways the virus in your mouth, your skin. No blood on your hands.
Oh, am I staying?
Better follow all the rules, no bother touch up your skin.
Virus ain't no fear nobody. You could have named Tom, Dick, or even Sally. You could be strong, bold, you get you in a hole. The virus ain't no fear nobody. Stay home in your yard, no travel abroad. Ain't no fear nobody. The virus, rolling in the wireless, the wireless. The virus, it's floating in the atmosphere. We're on shut down, shut down. Be careful what you say now, say now. We're on shut down, shut down. Watch out for the fake news now.
Then we'll lock we down. And then we'll lock we down. Lock up the door, you can't go up no more.
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste-testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Yes.
Aaron Fish with Paige from 2018's Moon Boots. The band's been busy releasing a couple of EPs last year, but in September, their second album, Young Man Goes South, will be unleashed for all of us to experience. I honestly can't wait. They've been really amazing with those EPs, so hopefully that's just a taste of what to expect from album number two. One of the things I really appreciate about writer Mari Okada is how she understands the way the Japanese youth thinks and feels. Whether it's in her own works like O Maidens in Your Savage Season and Makia, or her adaptation of Toradora and Anohana, she brings a voice to those whose thoughts are sometimes waved off as being mere childish. In her newest work, A Whisker Away, which was directed by Junichi Sato, she brings that voice again, albeit with a more feline-y twist. A Whisker Away follows a girl named Mio, who makes a bargain with a cat mask seller. By transforming into a cat, Mio finds herself able to get closer to Hinode, the boy she likes most. But as time goes on, the mask seller attempts to convince Mio to throw her human side away in favor of always being a cat. When her attempts at showing affection normally fail, her desire to just become a cat grows stronger, leading towards a dangerous decision. The film takes a more fantastical route with telling a romance story, with the idea of having Mio show her affection more flawlessly as a cat, resulting in her having more trouble conveying her feelings as a regular person. As such, her goal of love keeps getting further away from her. Things get rocky when two bullies in her class read her love letter to Hinode, with the boy pushing her away by saying some hurtful things. It's when we see the world of cats and the rush to save Mio from her feline fate when events get slightly hectic, resulting in a battle to keep the human side of Mio intact. It's easy to see that A Whisker Away is a be-careful-what-you-wish-for kind of story. In fact, it reminds me a lot of an anime that I saw a couple of years ago called The Laughing Salesman, with the catty mask seller being a lot like Fukuzo Moguro. Things don't seem to have a catch first for Mio, but when things go astray, her wanting to stay a cat to be near Hinode results in some bargaining that she didn't expect. This results in a fight against time to set things right, with a huge chunk of Mio's lifespan on the line. Now, I won't say that this film is original, as there are a lot of films by Studio Ghibli and Makoto Shinkai that have similar traits, but there's enough in A Whisker Away that will certainly keep your attention going all throughout its 100-minute runtime. The voice acting is great, and the animation by Studio Colorido is beautiful to look at. For a Mari Okada story, it gets the emotion right while the moral it tries to teach is conveyed in a strong yet obvious manner. You can catch A Whisker Away on Netflix, where it is currently only available in Japanese with subtitles. An English dub will be made available soon, although it'll take some time to get it done, what with the voice acting production going slowly during the health crisis. It's a good film that the entire film can enjoy, even if its paws have treaded familiar paths in the past. Mook have returned from the dark side with their new album, Aku. Here's a cut from that release they call Sandman.
Sweater, Sandman. Da cara, cara. かったな。なんでこんな風になっちまった。カラカラカラカラサンドマン、未来も愛も全部散ったサンドマン。だからからからかいサンドマン、何もかも全部知ったサンドマン。
Churros, butterbeer, funnel cake, boysenberry. There's no food like theme park food. Eat the Magic is a YouTube series about theme park food in Southern California and maybe Florida. Eat the Magic is hosted by a childless millennial of real repute, Jared the Greek. Karens want him, Chaz wants to be him, no bothers given. Tune into our show Eat the Magic on YouTube. See our Thirst for Dole Whip on Instagram at Eat the Magic. We'll see you real soon at the parks. Why? Because we like you.
Upcoming album, that was The Asteroid number 4 with Northern Song. The psychedelic rockers say that their 11th album is a tribute to their new surroundings in Northern California, with a tone that, quote, brings an air of calm or nostalgia. And considering what we've been going through in 2020, I think that is something that we greatly need. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos from the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com, like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade, and follow us on b3crew.tumblr.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, the J-Pop, Video Games, and Anime Amino pages, Instagram, and Twitch at KingBabyDuckESH. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Neville Staple Band and The Asteroid Number 4 made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Darwin for their recent contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. On the next episode of Wicked Gaming? Yep, that's right, Wicked Gaming. We're talking about old art, all-time favorite video games and series, as well as the worst titles we've ever come across. There's loads of Final Fantasy VII talk, Pokemon breakdowns, Batman beatdowns, and so, so much more. And you can catch that episode of Wicked Anime this Thursday on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcasts on. So, you may have noticed the lack of mention of Electric Sisterhood in our usual outro. Well, after discussing with Ro and Manda, we have decided to let the main Esh site go dormant. From here on out, everything that I will be writing will be on the Boston Bash Brigade site, including all of my video game coverage. With Black Compat finally launching, it's for the best that the past be left in the past and the focus placed on the present and future of B3 and Black Compat. Esh Publishing isn't going anywhere anytime soon, but its entity is having a bit of a revamp. So, keep going to b3crew.com and check out blackcompat.com for articles and videos from the sisterly duo from here on out. And while he hasn't had any updates in a while on his website, be sure to check out Phil the Issues Guy on his YouTube page. He's got some great episode recap stuff on there. We're ending the show with the return of M-Flow's Loves Collaborations. And this time, Verbo, DJ Taku, and Lisa are teaming up with the hip-hop duo Kelmico, who you'll remember for their contribution to last season's Keep Your Hands Off Azokin. If this is a hint of what the next M-Flow album is going to be like, then we're going to be in for one hell of a treat. This is Runaways. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
とてもがつくほどドープ度がつくほどオリジナルな Runaways アンチもファンになりたくなるような夜な
かけたら朝になってたパターン Like this
こんな真夜中に目が覚めちまったね息が聞こえる輪の中肩揺さぶるなぜ覚めないサークルつまりどういうことかエクスプレインあなたたち今新品私には見える頭の中にプラスチックが埋まってるだろうそれとてみなみなつでんブレインブレインブレインオンで乗ることを諦める前チャンネル合わせるまばたきなしだトライアーのせいじゃないなあらあら筋掛けない部分がどうやら電光性から責任でかで急転直下で満身創で行事熟語かけマジで do it
ネイサンいつもブレイクアニータベイカートメイウェザー足して割ったレイバーメロディメイカー家でスレイサークそれかグアムでよろしくフレイバー辛口でレイザーよりも鋭く言葉でお仕置きしに来た来たセイラームーンのように剣山そして Let me do what I do when fade out Peace 防弾チョキの貫通 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10から降りてくる前1秒1秒音の剣山16小節どうやってこうやって披露してくジャイアント BABA16 モーキー見た目はタイガー心はもちもち 繰り返す一面に散らばるトゲの way やばいもう追いつかないよ繰り返す新天地はここですメガテンお前もう逃げらんないよベッドルームへ U ターンノートも実らつら黒くなるの傍観そうか消化かジョーカージョーカーひたらき行くべきガタガタガタガタ脳の状態上かなっちゃってるオプション心上目じゃない目みたいレース緊急参戦ステージはボーナスどうだすアイゲス見たことないもん見れろパスからワンピースからドレスペース崩すマイペースともっそりアイズベストだす
M Flow Love Chow Miko Yeah Listen Yeah 世界一周到着マイアミのあるそれとも工事コーナー工事トラー昭和のトーンマナーで最後まで行ってもいいですかよろしければいいえじゃなくていいえよいいえワクワクマフィアベイベイベイベイ聞いてもないのにいいえよいいえノーって今更言えなくても、okay. Don't worry で be happy いい感じ楽しいギャラクシーへようこそパラダイス銀河制限なしでエンターバブルなフィーリング超無限大経済揺るがすゴリを明細Come follow me, 切り裂く小連れ狼
Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles.Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.